Good morning. Speaking of health care, the Republican from Indiana, Mike Pence, said that the essential difference between the Democrats' health care plan and the Republican health care plan is in what they're planning to do.
Their focus is to get as close, presumably, to universal coverage as possible, and that's their every right to do. Republicans, listening to the American people back home, believe the real issue here is cost.
So bringing the cost down. Here to explain how they're planning to do that is Congressman Eric Cantor. He's the House Minority Whip from Virginia. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Do you agree that the essential philosophical difference between your plan and that of the Democrats is that they're trying to get universal coverage, you're just trying to bring the costs of health insurance down?
No, I don't believe that. I believe that we Republicans want everyone to have access to health care as well. We just go about it in a different way, a much smarter, more reasoned approach. I think the goal that was set out by the president initially was we've got to bring down costs because the government cannot sustain its obligations under the health care programs that it pays for, Medicare, Medicaid, SCHIP, and the rest, given the cost trajectory, nor can individuals, small and large businesses, afford to pay the kind of health care premiums that they continue to have to pay given the increases. So what our bill does is it puts in place mechanisms to create competition and actually bring down costs. This is the primary difference between the Republican and the Democratic bills. The Congressional Budget Office came out yesterday, validated our claims that individuals, small groups, will be able to save up to 10% a year on their health care costs.
That's as collective. You're assuming that they're going to get sort of a collective bargaining discount.
No, that's not what I mean.
So how are you going to bring down the cost for an individual who's just trying to shop for insurance for themselves?
Well, number one, we're going to allow for cross state line purchases. So if I live in Virginia and there is a policy that fits my needs in the neighboring state of North Carolina and it is $100 cheaper, I'll be able to go and purchase that plan in North Carolina. That's
okay.
Impossible to do today. And what it will do is it will give an individual perhaps the opportunity to choose from 100 different insurance plans rather than maybe 2 or 3 that individuals have now, given the monopoly that insurance companies have in any given
region. Okay, but, you know, Congressman, just to play devil's advocate here, you know, for the millions of people who are uninsured, I don't think it's a question of cost. I don't think that saving $100 by shopping across state lines is going to help get those people insured. In other words, if someone's healthcare premium is $300 a month as opposed to $400 a month, for millions of people, that's not going to make it possible for them to get healthcare insurance.
Well, let's look at what we're talking about in terms of what the uninsured actually means in this country. If you look at it, break it down roughly, there's a third of the uninsured, frankly, who are already eligible for existing government programs, and frankly, we haven't done a good job at trying to reach out and enroll those individuals. We need to do a better job in making sure that happens to address that portion of the uninsured. There are also individuals who, frankly, maybe young, maybe looking to say, hey, I don't need insurance, I'm healthy, and decide to go without. And then what happens is they have an accident, and then they run into some real difficulties and can bankrupt themselves because they don't have insurance. Those are the kind of people that we want to say, look, we're going to have a much more affordable option. There's going to be real competition. Washington's not going to decide for you what kind of insurance that you can have. We want you to have a pick of what kind of insurance meets you and your family's needs.
Okay, Congressman, on the question of cost then, does the Republican caucus support requiring pharmaceutical companies to be reimbursed for their products at the lower Medicare rate rather than what's currently done, allowing market forces to set prices for certain reimbursements?
What we've seen in Medicare Part D, where Medicare beneficiaries have experienced access to pharmaceutical benefits, is real price competition, and that we want to continue to see that. We want to continue to see folks having access to the lowest cost price. What we don't want to see is government fixing up prices, because that's what's going on now.
But wouldn't that actually reduce costs, Congressman, to actually make it would save $80 billion?
No, it would not, because somebody's got to pay for it somewhere. The government can't come in by fiat and insist that a product be charged at a certain price. Where's the money going to come from? What's happening now in the healthcare system, and this is what the Democratic bill does in terms of all healthcare services, it says the government thinks that things are too expensive, so we're going to put a cap on those expenses. Well, you know what? That's the way the current system works in many instances, so there is cost shifting going on, and that's why the 85% of Americans that have insurance now think it's too expensive, because the government is saying we're just not going to pay anymore. Where does the money come from? It doesn't come out of thin air. It comes from people's taxes. It comes from people's paycheck. That's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid the fact that we cannot have access to health care because it's becoming too expensive.
There are four main priorities that we saw on the Republican health care plan priorities. The fourth one was to end junk lawsuits and medical malpractice lawsuits. And I wanted to talk to you about that one because recent very, very good research has shown us that medical malpractice makes up only 2% of U.S. health spending. So how is tort reform in healthcare going to bring down the cost of healthcare?
Well, Celeste, I think the Congressional Budget Office would differ with your conclusion there, because the Congressional Budget Office said...
That's actually the 2004 report from the Congressional Budget Office said medical malpractice makes up only 2% of U.S. health spending.
The Congressional Budget Office report as of several weeks ago indicates that the government alone in Medicare, Medicaid, SCHIP, and the rest would have a reduced cost of $54 billion in terms of medical liability reform, real medical liability reform. So that's number one. But what we also want to do is we want to address the fact that no one should have to go without insurance if they find themselves with a pre-existing condition. And we address that fact in our bill. And we do so without increasing costs, which is another difference between the Republican and the Democratic plan.
Now, explain
that.
Before you leave the pre-existing conditions, from what I understood from the Republican health care plan, you are not barring insurance companies from refusing coverage because of a pre-existing condition.
Celeste, what we're doing is we're requiring states to set up universal access programs so that if individuals find themselves with a pre-existing condition and are re-upping their insurance policy or seeking new insurance and they cannot get it at an affordable rate, their insurance company will be required to go into a reinsurance pool set up at all the states funded by the federal government, putting $25 billion into those pools. That insurance company will seek reinsurance, and the beneficiary of the or the holder of the policy will not even know a difference, because it's his or her rates will be subsidized by the government in that instance.
Well, that's government-imposed influence in the market. It's just state government.
No, it is federal government subsidized with the states and the participation of the insurance company. We've got to have a safety net there for individuals with pre-existing conditions, and that is the mechanism, in fact, that the Democratic bill sets up before their government takeover of the bill. They address that by the same way we do. But you know what the difference is? The difference is that the Democratic bill is a $1 trillion overhaul and puts us on a path to a government takeover. The Republican bill costs $61 billion and over the period will save the federal government $68 billion. This is what we need right now in America. We cannot keep spending money.
Congressman, the people up in the 23rd District of New York weren't buying the government takeover argument. The conservative got his head handed to him up there. The draconian argument doesn't really fly.
Well, you know, that is. I don't think that that's a correct analysis of what went on in New York 23. I think the elections on Tuesday demonstrated that if the Republican Party is united, whether we're running in a northern state or southern state, we can win, and we can even win in a very Democratic state like New Jersey. When we are divided, obviously we can lose a race in a congressional district that has and should be a Republican seat.
I have to ask Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia, the Republican bill doesn't really have a chance of passing. So instead of coming up with a separate plan from the Democrats, why not take your ideas to them and help to alter the debate on the current Democratic health care plan that may get passed?
Well, we have tried consistently to do that, and despite all the claims of working across the partisan aisle, neither the White House nor any Democratic leader in Congress has done anything of the sort. Mm-hmm. I will say that I have met several times with Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, who has been one to try and at least have some meetings to discuss health care reform. But in fact, even he, on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives 2 weeks ago, told me he saw no reason to even talk with Republicans because none of us will support this gargantuan government imposing on the market.
Maybe your proposal now will bring the Democrats back to the table. We'll see if that will spark some dialogue. That's Congressman Eric Cantor, Republican, Virginia, the House Minority Whip, talking about the Republicans' alternative health care plan proposal.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.